I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. During the break, Bob and I got in a little discussion I want to pick up here because I don't know if we go to your meat market. When I go to the bigger box stores, not my meat market because Sobey doesn't do this, but if you go to the big box store, you'll see uncured pork. And Bob said right at the end of the last segment there that he's got an uncured ham in his roaster. So talk to me about that.
I notice the uncured bacon all the time. My guess is that they're selling it to people who want bacon, but it's not going to be, that does not have any nitrates in it.
Okay.
So they're trying to...
So it translates just to raw pork belly.
Slightly healthier. Yeah, it's just sliced pork belly. And it's, I'm sure it's good, too, but I don't know. I've never bought any on purpose.
No, I haven't either. So,
but I can tell you that handling a lot of pork, I did get ringworm recently, so I'm just getting rid of it. I had to put an antifungal on it, but I must have touched my face or something. And I think when I did that pork belly...
Maybe.
I shouldn't have kissed it.
Because that was
raw.
I mean, yeah, because you were making bacon out of that.
I was making out with it.
But
it was a beautiful thing.
This ham that you have in your roaster, tell me about that.
I get a half a pig, and I've got another one coming up here shortly. If you want the other half, let me know. And so basically, boy, you got to tell the slaughterhouse how you want it processed, too, because he gave me my ham in like 4-inch slices, which... I mean, I would have preferred to just cure the whole thing and smoke it and make my own ham.
Right.
But he didn't give me the option. So I pulled a piece out like a week ago, and it's been in my meat drawer. And I thought, man, I got to do something with this. So I just basically
maybe a week old raw pork is why your face hurts.
Yeah. I gave it a bath in some orange juice and some cilantro and some of Billy Bones rub and fresh garlic and all kinds of onions and carrots and celery. And it's in the roaster right now, just baking. When I get home, I'm going to open that thing up, cut it into pieces, keep it in the bath, throw it on an open larger pan in my smoker, and then I'm going to finish it off. So I want to give it a smoky texture. And then right at the very end, I'll pull it off and I'll put it on its own pan and I'll break it up into pieces and I'll throw it under the broiler for just a minute or two just to crisp up the ends. It's going to be a bunch of little bitty pieces. But that is a wonderful, wonderful way to do pork. It's a sort of a Mexican style. We have it on the on the Grillin' Guys website. And I can't think of what the name of it is. I did remember the name of the chili from last week that I was stumbling through, and it's Skyline.
Oh, okay.
I had a brain cramp.
All right.
I need to start taking Prevagen, that's pretty sure.
Right.
Because the 70s killed this brain.
Yep.
That's a nice way to use an uncured ham, but let's get back to better ways to use some pork in the smoker, and that is the Green Menace.
Okay.
And that's something our friend Rob Russell turned us on to. A friend of his out west made it all the time. And the Green Menace would be on the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com. This is the Rob Russell session because after we do the Green Menace, Jop's going to walk you through Robbie Russell's cowboy beans. And that's a form of cowboy chili that Rob liked and we used to teach in a class. So the Green Menace is really what some would call green chili. It's made with hatch peppers and tomatillos and cilantro.
Aren't those hatch peppers from like New Mexico?
And Colorado.
In Colorado?
Yep.
I don't know. I could
you
be wrong.
You can buy them in the can now. I bought some at Forest Hill Foods, and they're quite good in the can. I'm sure they're better fresh, but you can buy them in all sorts of methods. But it's very green. It's an odd-tasting pepper, in my opinion. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but it's what you're supposed to use. So the Green Menace is basically a smoked pork shoulder, and then you bathe it in this green sauce, which is cilantro and tomatillas and hatch peppers, various green peppers, and you serve it like that over rice. So there's no beans in it. So it's a beanless chili. So for people who don't want beans in their chili, it's actually a fantastic. I have a hard time calling it chili because if there's not beans in it, to me, it's not chili.
Right.
But just call it the Green Menace, and then we can get along.
Yeah. All right. Pretty cool. Well, we'll take a diversion from chili. Geez, we've only been talking about it now for about 12 minutes, but we're going to talk too much. So we're going to go to beans now, right? Speaking of beans, as a great segue. I love me some barbecued beans, right? And there's a lot of ways to do those, too. That's a whole nother show. But we had an advisor of our show that used to, rest his soul, he's passed away. His name was Rob Russell. We always called him Cowboy Rob Russell. Every time I think of him, I just grin because he was a fun, fun dude. And he knew a boatload about barbecue. And but anyway, he's barbecuing in heaven now, which I know he is. So he left behind a real cowboy bean recipe. And so I'm just going to go right down through it and give it to you. It's a couple pounds of ground beef and a pound of bacon. Rob put bacon in pretty much everything. A 64-ounce can of pork and beans, whether you use Bush's or somebody else's. But it was always pre-made pork and beans as a base. And then he'd put two or three big cans of kidney beans in there. You drain them. You don't want that kidney juice in there because that's really an odd flavor that juice puts on things. So I'd drain those. But here's one secret of it is a small bottle of pure maple syrup, right? I'd say like an 8-ounce bottle. Some 6 ounces of pineapple juice, some Memphis rub. And a Memphis rub is a citrus-based rub. That you'll see. You can see there's a lot of them out there. And then a couple.
Yeah, pig's ass, I think, is one of them.
Right, yep. And a couple tablespoons of sweet cherry rub, too. So anyway, he's going to put, cut that all up, put the bacon in a pie. You got to cook the bacon first, right? Because you want the bacon and the ground beef not to cook in the liquid. You want it cooked before you. And I always put the bacon in first. And then
cook it crispy.
Right, and then let it crisp up and then put the ground beef in and cook it in the bacon fat because it gives, it's just everything's better
it's
with
genius.
Bacon. Yeah, it's just genius. And you don't drain the grease, right? And then just add your rubs, add your rest of those ingredients, put it in there. You're going to let that simmer about an hour. Pretty simple recipe.
Well, as Rob would say, about an hour.
About an hour, right. Yeah, I should have said that. You're right. But anyway, that one's on the Grilling Guys as well. Check it out because they're Rob Russell's cowboy beans, and you're gonna really enjoy those. Beans are another thing that if you wanted to put some bell pepper in there or something like that, you certainly could, but that's not Rob's way to do it. So
yeah, and his original recipe for these really called for pinto.
Yeah?
Yeah. When we did the classes on it, we always used pinto, and I notice on our recipe online it says kidney or red, but his favorite was pinto beans. And who doesn't love pinto beans?
Right.
That's
yep.
what you,
right.
Yeah, that's what you get refried beans.
Small multicolored horses. Right? Yeah.
Frijoles.
So anyway, coming up next, trust me, we're going to get to some chili, all right?
Liar.
We might do something white, something Texas style, not sure. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.